Welcome to The Inner Circle, the podcast where the Radius Group, a team of experienced wealth advisors, brings you inside the circle of smart financial planning. With a network of industry experts, the Radius Group discusses the latest trends while sharing timeless wealth management techniques. So whether you're looking to optimize your portfolio, minimize taxes, or plan for your future, The Inner Circle is here to provide exclusive and valuable insights. Our guest today is Dr. Kevin Elko. Dr. Elko is not affiliated with UBS and his views are his own.
Welcome back to another episode of The Inner Circle, the podcast where we explore the world of wealth management. I'm your host, Blair Cornell, Managing Director here at the Radius Group. Today, we've got an exciting topic I'm really excited to bring to you. We're taking a slight detour from our usual financial discussions to delve into a topic that's equally important for achieving success and fulfillment in life. Our team recently had the pleasure of connecting with Dr. Kevin Elko, who spoke to us about a powerful concept of believe. We were so impressed with his message that we knew we had to invite him to the show to share insights with our clients. And for those that may not be familiar with Dr. Elko, let me give you a little background. He holds a bachelor's degree in biology education and coaching from California University of Pennsylvania, and went to earn two master's degrees and a doctorate from West Virginia University, where he was later inducted into the Hall of Fame. Dr. Elko has consulted with numerous successful NFL teams, including the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Dallas Cowboys, as well as seven BCS national championship football teams like the University of Alabama and Florida State University. In the business world, Dr. Elko works with top organizations, helping them excel in leadership and goal setting. He's the author of seven books, including Nerves of Steel and Believing is Seeing. Dr. Elko's discussion on beliefs centers on the idea that our beliefs drive our behaviors, and by strengthening our attitude muscle, we can achieve remarkable success. We're thrilled to have him here to share his expertise and insights with us. Dr. Elko, it's great to have you here. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, it was a pleasure seeing you speak multiple times, and most recently here in our conference room with our team, and we got talking about that after that and said, boy, we got to get him on our show and let more of our clients and listeners be able to hear his great message. And Believe was one that you brought to us that still to this day sticks. I recorded several notes on my phone and I look at that on a regular basis. So why don't you just help explain the core message of what Believe means and what you talked to us about that day here in the conference room a month or so back.
Everything comes down to one thing. Really, faith. As soon as someone says the word faith, they replace it with their religious definition, which I think it's important in there as well. But I'm talking belief in what's in front of you, belief in yourself, belief in your team, belief in opportunity. And what people don't understand about believe is it's a choice. They think that in some ways, believe is because you had some unbelievable event. So I just told you, I just did a funeral for the eulogy for a man named Monty Kiffin, and he just said, I changed my whole life and became a person of faith, of believing. And I go, was there parting of the waters? Did you see a leper healed? He said, no, I decided that I wanted to be a person of faith and believing because it would make me a better man, and my children were watching me. My son, Lane, was watching me. And if he saw me become that person, he may too. And so there's two things. I think when you see people quit, you lack faith. When you see people not give everything they've got, you lack faith. When you hear somebody complain, they lack faith. And so in a widespread, the word believe, if you can understand it, number one, the concept. Two, if you can decide to, watch this phrase, intentionally have it. And three, keep it when it gets tested. I think it changes everything. And I could give you multiple stories of it. And when you start to show it, I think that's the key to everything, is it is believing.
That's great. Yep, I love that message. It's so powerful. And I think it'd be good if you even walked through each element of believe, because I know it's an acronym. Maybe you could provide some examples along the way of how you came up with that and what each one means in that, each letter of that acronym.
Okay, let's first start with believe itself. And then I'll break down the acronym. And I don't golf. My kids golf. I live at a country club, literally on the grounds, which is interesting because I'm a hillbilly. So I say all the time, I'm about to put a used wash machine on my front porch just to represent, but okay. They all drive these Teslas, and I drive a Kawasaki Mule, so that's what I do up there. So they asked me to come to this golf outing, and I talked about this when I talked to all of you. And there's these two gentlemen from India that are billionaires. So I go up to them because I'm nebby. I go, why are you a billionaire? What happened here? They said, we came to the United States for opportunity, not a job, because we knew this place had it, and we looked for it, and we saw it. Now, what those both said next had made me have a seat. They go, we see more opportunity, open doors, than people who were born here. That's devastating.
Yep.
Because they came with faith and believing, and they protected their mind. That's a big point. Because if you don't protect your mind, someone cynical, some radio show, some personality, some individual will come and put a fly in the ointment. But here's these two people, and what they said was, our eyes are different than people here. We don't watch the programs, we don't get caught up with it, we don't complain, we see different. So do you see what they did? They had faith. And there's a guy named John Gottman, who is the foremost marriage expert at the University of Washington in the country. Did something real simple. He said, get with the person you're married to, and for 10 days, I want you to write down one thing you admire about them, different each day, bring it to me. They were more in love. Took the next couple, said, write down one thing a day that annoys you about the person you're with. They were less in love. You gotta pay attention to what list you're keeping.
Well said, yeah.
You got the list you keep about UBS, the list you keep about Dayton's economy, the list you keep about the people around you. You got to be careful on the list. And the list you keep track with people, because that can destroy the belief. So the first one is the way you believe controls the eyes. And that was the title of my last book. Last book was Believing is Seeing.
Well said, yeah.
That's what that book was.
Well, we live in such a world, in my opinion, that, you know, we all, I think it's almost gotten worse as you see some of these parents my age that are raising their kids and they're, you know, they want to make excuses all the time. And you probably see that in the sports world too. The players that excel are those that have an opportunity and seize that opportunity. And those that don't are probably are ones that squandered that opportunity and made an excuse.
Well, let's talk why. Because caring and believing is uncomfortable. Once you get a dream, you know, there's a secondary gain for being cynical. You don't have to try. You can be comfortable. There's a secondary gain for blaming everybody else. You don't have to look at you. There's a secondary gain for saying, oh, I can't do it. Then you don't have to go out and, this is hard. What you're doing, he was talking behind your back about who you are, your success, how well you've done. But people think you just showed up and Santa Claus visited your life. They don't know the rejection you've gone through, the discipline you've gone through, the challenge you've gone through, the sacrifice you've given to get there. Everything has a price. Everything has a price. But if I say I can't win, I don't have to pay that price. So the excuse world has a secondary gain. And we realize that when we're doing it, we're getting to the secondary gain. I don't have to parent. I don't have to challenge. I don't have to teach them to fight. So watch this fancy phrase about parenting. Most parents do not allow their child to experience enough existential pain to become an adult. Let me explain it. Existential pain. Somebody doesn't like you. Existential pain. You got cut from a team because you weren't good enough. Existential pain. You took a class and you didn't do well, even though you tried. That's when they come in and rescue. But what message do I send to the child if I came in and rescued? Let's get back to your original question. That I don't have faith that you can handle it.
Right.
That I don't have faith that you can overcome it. That I don't have faith you can grow from it. And if you look at the research of Desi at Rochester, he goes, one of the key factors in success and motivation, especially for young children, is autonomy. You got to own that. But so most parents today, The psychologists have a fancy phrase. They go, one of the biggest problems today is the negative positive. You're wonderful. What happens when you got a B or a C and you aren't wonderful? You're wonderful. What happens if you got cut from the hockey team? You know, so Herb Brooks, let's talk about that one. Herb Brooks tries out, the Miracle on Ice coach, tries out for the Olympic team and made it. The day before they left, they cut him and replaced him with a guy from Harvard. And the cut was so late, they had Herb's body, they put the other guy's face on the body.
I didn't realize that.
That team, he sat and watched the gold medal game on TV with his father.
Wow.
America won the gold medal. You know, his father looked at Herb and said, looks like they cut the right guy. I see your eyes because you're a parent over there. So watch what he said next. Different than what you're now said, make sure that doesn't happen again. That's on you.
Yep.
He didn't say, poor you,
right.
Let me nurture you, let me hold your hand. Herb Brooks made the next two teams, went on to be the coach.
Yeah. 1980.
I dropped the interception in a game. And literally, I mean, this was rough. Coach spit tobacco in my hands and said, catch the ball. My mother saw it. She goes, what happened? I said, I dropped the ball. So he spit in my hands. You know what she said? Catch the ball. I go, Mom, I mean, I got mail pouch in my hands. She did not care. We had one cardinal rule in our household. And it actually had two parts. The teacher's always right. The second rule, if the teacher's wrong, refer back to number one. That was it. There were no other rules. That was it. There was no change of it. There was nothing. So when my mom did that, watch what she showed. I have faith you can handle it. I have faith you can address it. I'm not going to sit here and nurture you, Herb, and make you soft. I have faith when I challenge you, you'll rise up. Now, that's rough. I mean, the parents at the table here, their eyes bugged out. And I'm not recommending that technique. But I'm recommending to be careful that your words are showing faith to your child.
Yep.
That they could do it.
Yeah. Well said. Dr. Yelko, how would you help our listeners to be able to focus on that acronym of BELIEVE? Maybe go through each letter and a brief description of how you came to that and kind of what they can take away.
B's boldness. Okay, so what does that mean? Let them feel your faith. I'm having a discussion. He's working with the Dallas Cowboys owner, Jerry Jones. And we're having a discussion. He goes, boy, Texas style. I didn't hear nothing you said, but I felt it. And we don't realize that over 70-some, almost 80% of our communication, it has nothing to do with verbal.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out why people are bold to do your job. I work with Nick Saban. I find out why people are bold that to head coach Nick Saban. They don't think they have an answer. They think they have the cure. If they're a heart hospital, they'd be Cleveland Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
If they're cancer, they'd be MD Anderson. That's what makes them bold. I don't have a strategy. I know this is the strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep working until they know it. Like this, what I have for you is the sauce. E is energy. And this comes from William James at Harvard. Don't think your way into acting. Act your way into thinking. Get some energy. I have energy. And I acted so long, get wired with it. Get energy. Get yourself going. You know, they used to walk in my office, and I had a private office, and a parent would shuffle in and go, my kid don't have no motivation. I go, yeah, I wonder why.
I think you told us that day in the conference room to be the thermostat, not the thermometer.
Be the thermostat. Set it. Set the temperature. And come out. And so the phrase is act your way to it. And William James has a sign on the William James Harvard building, psychology building at Harvard. People don't sing because they're happy. They're happy because they sing. You act it into existence. Get going. If you're miserable, act happy till you become it. If you're drunk, act sober for a little while. See how that fits you. Just try it.
Yeah.
And so you act like you're until you become. So that's the B, that's the E. L, we did this at New York Life Investments, interviewing 15 teams that tripled and quadrupled their income during COVID. That's crazy.
Yeah.
During COVID, right? And not one of them didn't love what they did. Now, what does that mean? There wasn't one team we worked with that didn't believe they made people's lives better.
That's the key.
That's the love.
Yep.
They believed that what they did made the life better. Mm-hmm. Do you believe because people are around you as a friend, they will be better? Do you believe that people that work with you in this office, because they come up against you, they'll have more energy, they'll be forgiving, they'll have a different mindset? And do you believe that your clients are better? So I work in DeWitt, Michigan with a woman named Linda Hunt, Sweetylicious Pies. I work with a lot of different people. The last day of summer, one year, every year she makes a rhubarb custard pie for one older couple. Every year, one time. She just gets an urge out of nowhere. She's going to make two this year. Don't know where the second one's going. I'm going to make two. She has a farm in DeWitt. Couple comes in, gets the pie. A couple hours later, a woman comes in with her mother. Said, my brother has cancer. Our GPS isn't working. We can't find the cancer hospital. Can you help us? Linda goes, yeah, but sit down and have pie and coffee with me. We'll talk. I just want to talk with you. They do. They're done. And the mother, the daughter says, you know, we've been looking everywhere for something my brother's been asking for. We can't find it. You wouldn't happen to have a rhubarb custard pie, would you? Now, the people who don't have believe will call that coincidence.
Yes.
Ah, come on.
Yeah.
When you walk out of your house and say, I'm going to bless somebody today, someone shows up.
Yep. Yep, that's true.
They show up. Last Thursday, to the Elwin, I'm jogging, and I do Isaiah 6:8 every day. I heard a voice say, who should I send on my behalf? I do it every day. I have it written beside my desk on a big whiteboard. That's my mission. It's Isaiah 6:8. I said, here I am. Send me. I'm jogging. My phone kicks off. Caesar from New York Life is at my home. We're going to do a talk. And it says, hey, what are you doing? It's Lane Kiffin, head coach of Ole Miss. And I said, I'm jogging. He said, how much longer you got? I said, 20 minutes. Why? He said, my dad's going to die in about an hour. You're the last one he wants to hear.
Wow.
Once you start praying that prayer and thinking that thought, your phone rings.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start praying that prayer and thinking that thought, they show up for the rhubarb custard pie. There's a whole nother intelligence and a whole nother level, a whole nother wavelength that you and I can't explain. But if you're one of these belief folk we're talking about, you understand that concept.
Yep.
I is something called intrinsic motivation. We have a hockey player with us here, a big-time hockey player, but here's the intrinsic motivation. USA Hockey was picked to win the gold medal in the Olympics in Japan. The Czech Republic won it. Captain was this guy named Jaromír Jágr, wears number 68 when he plays. That was the year of the Russian occupation of Czechoslovakia. They beat everybody. They beat Canada gold medal game before Russia. Referee walked in and said, ice time. This guy stood up and said, I waited my whole life for today. I dedicate this to my grandfather and anyone who lost their life during the occupation. Never take people personal. The Bible says in the last days, more people will be offended than any other time. Well, it must be late. Everybody's offended. But you take your job. You take being a dad. You take being a mother. You take that very personal. I take this interview very personal. So let's talk about 68. I'm with a friend now. We were with a Mundy Pioneer, but he's now with Pack Life, Chris Rotondo. We go to a big Morgan Stanley office in Boston. And the guy says, my number one financial advisor is 31. 31. Now, this is Boston, right? We're not talking about, you know, such-y-such West Virginia. That's where I'm from. This is, and that's such-y-such. I don't have a name for that town. This is Boston. So you're like Chachi, which if you don't know who Chachi is, it's some young guy on Happy Days, you're probably Chachi. I go, how are you number one? Watch what he said. Because this is the factor. Because my friend and I were just talking about people that don't take the job personal, and you're around them and you do take it personal. He said, my mother worked double shifts, single parent. She worked nonstop as a machinist to pay for me and my sisters, two sisters, go through Boston University. 2 days before I graduated, my mother died of a stroke. She worked herself to death. And every time I look at one of my clients, I said, that's my mother. That's it. That's the I. It's what's inside of you. And everybody I know, I mean, sometimes it's manufactured. Serena Williams recently, they asked her why she was great. She goes, I was going on a date when I was 20. He stood me up. Every time before a tennis match, I go, watch how I play today. He's going to wish he showed up. I'm like, come on, girl. Maybe you should hold on that grudge. It just made you the best in the business. But there's always something that you took personal that elevated you.
Mm-hmm.
Herb Brooks. They better not happen again.
Mm-hmm.
The eye is what inside of you, and you have to keep tapping on it. You have to keep on touching it. This is what is. The next E is encouragement. It's hard. If you do something, it's going to be hard. So let's talk about encouragement. Roberto Clemente, great baseball player, hit it inside the park, grand slam, won the game walk-off. Round to third base, they held him up. He ran through it. Got fined for it, scored one. Roberto, why'd you do that? He says, late, I want to go home. Watch what he said next. In life, you have tests or signs. Sign to quit. Meet somebody. Why'd you end that relationship? Well, I saw a sign. Why'd you quit that job, Greg? That was a sign. He said that wasn't a sign. That was a test. How bad do I want it?
Mm-hmm.
You have to encourage you. There will be a lot of tests to get wherever you are going. To me, it's like when Josh was going through the Jordan. God did not part that water like he did for Moses. That water got up to his waist. Then he parted it. That was a test. I want to see how bad you want that. This comes from one of my favorite books, The Alchemist. When you want one thing with all your heart, the soul of the world will conspire to give it to you. But you got to want that one thing. You got to fight for that one thing. And so the E is you better encourage you on that fight. V, vision. Vision. I have this vision for this one thing, and I clear everything out, but that vision. So watch this phrase. You live in vision or you live in circumstance? You call your friends. I watch what these guys in New York Life. They call and either complain, I'm not trying to be funny, not him. We're talking about, they either call and talk about some circumstance or something to complain about. I don't have the energy. I don't have the time. I don't have the focus. I don't have the luxury. I got to get going. And so let me talk about vision or circumstance. I love this story about this umpire that was doing the Marlins years ago. He broke up a mugging after a game, and the guy shot him, and he had to go into rehab to get back behind the plate. He wanted to do that. That was his vision. Someone said, are you upset at who shot you? He said, I don't have the luxury. I'm using all my energy to get back behind the plate. Vision. I had a friend of mine who works at Regions Banks. I work from Friday. A guy ran him over with a truck when he was biking, went over him, broke both hips, legs, with a black truck. He was stuck underneath the truck.
Wow.
He called me crying. He was 2 weeks in the hospital, 3 weeks in rehab. Watch what he said. I'm rehabbing like crazy, nonstop, because I'm locked on a vision. And my vision is walking down that guy's sidewalk, ringing his doorbell, when he comes to the door to say, I forgive you.
That's powerful, yeah.
But people will get in bitter, angry, upset. That's all I'm locked on. And so what we do with our, we have a program here, the best of best. I'm locked on this. This is all I want. That was the magic of working in Alabama with Saban. He was so good at not paying attention to anything but that.
Tuned it all out.
Nothing mattered.
Yeah.
And I have to understand that's a skill. So V is I live in vision. I don't sit around. Let's do the eyes real quick. Quit letting things that are ignorant get your attention. Quit letting things that are irrelevant get your attention. Here's the big one. Quit letting things that are interesting get your attention. May you be cursed to be born in an interesting time, is a Chinese proverb. Only let things that are important get your attention. Your life, your blessing, your family. Live in vision, not circumstance. And the last E, evaporate. Back to the alchemist. Every blessing ignored is a curse. If I don't pay attention to that opportunity to love someone, to thank someone, to do what you're doing, see what you're personally doing right now? This will evaporate. I don't know when, but what you're doing this moment has a shelf life. Coaching and being with your kids has a shelf life.
Mm-hmm, sure does.
We have throwaway phrases that we read in the Bible. Can I tell you one phrase we think is a throwaway phrase, but it's not?
Sure.
It came to pass.
Yep.
It's not a throwaway phrase. That phrase is in the Bible more than any other phrase. Other than the Bible says 365 times exactly, don't be afraid. It's not a throwaway phrase. Your children will come and they'll grow up. This job you have right now comes and it will go away.
Mm-hmm.
Your chance to love someone will come, it will go away. I love what I'm doing. This is going to go away. That's why I'm not giving half of me. Everything goes away. So what that phrase is saying, it all evaporates. B is bold. E is energy. L is love. You have to believe you're making a difference. I, intrinsic motivation. Ego, encourage you. V, stay in vision. Last E, you got a shelf life here. Do it now.
Yep. That's excellent. It's such a great way. Acronyms are wonderful ways to remember a lot of information, at least for me. What would you say if you had to give your best advice on somebody listening right now that's consuming all this information and really excited, the best way for them to take action?
Develop an internal language of just, I mean, that's kind of the Elko system. Develop an internal language of just a few phrases you say until you get wired with them. Mm-hmm. George Vance at Harvard, he did a 49-year study. He goes, people that live a long time are wired with the AA Serenity Prayer. Let me change what I can, accept what I cannot. So my system is called a go-to script. And so I have three things I say to myself all the time, and I'm wired with them. So what, now what? Keep chopping. Be a blessing.
Yep.
Take phrases from what you just heard and talk to you all day long. Yep. And I literally talk out loud and do them. So, you know, you could take, be bold, believe, and, you know, live in vision. One of the best ones that served me that gets me is the phrase, so what, now what?
Yep.
I use that phrase on another issue. I was telling him, driving out here. I lost my mind on something. I brought it back with, so what, now what? Develop an internal language in your household. Develop internal language in your work group. And develop one with you that you speak to you all the time till you get wired with it.
Yep.
And take it from what you just heard. Write your own script. But I have three phrases. So what, now what? Keep chopping. Be a blessing.
That's
and you,
great.
And you speak it till you become it.
It's so true. As you keep, just keep it ingrained in your system and it becomes who you are.
And it will ingrain in your system. You know, listen to this phrase from Romans. Speak to those things that are not as if they are. Speak those things into existence.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And so you speak it into existence.
Yeah. Maybe as we wrap up, Dr. Elko, I know you've had such an impressive career with consulting with NFL teams and businesses, even writing books. Maybe you could share some insights with your journey and just maybe personal experiences maybe that have helped shape your beliefs and your teachings.
My grandmother, I'm not as much passionate about this as I am fascinated. I'm fascinated with not so much the mind and mental health. I mean, I'm trained in it. But I'm fascinated how people use their mind for health, for abundance, for blessing, for miracles. I'm just fascinated. I'm fascinated with how powerful thought is. I'm fascinated how powerful prayer is. I'm fascinated how powerful spoken words are. So I was wild growing up, and my dad's family's from Russia. My grandmother's from Russia at a fourth grade education. My dad didn't graduate from high school. He lied about his age and joined the Marines, but he was tough. And I heard him crying in the kitchen. And anytime I misbehaved, I went to see my grandmother, so I spent my youth with my grandmother. So he's crying and says, she has a rare form of leukemia, very rare. She has 5 days. I ride my bike down to see her. She has a babushka, which I guess is Russian for a scarf, on her head. And she's playing an organ, singing In the Garden. And I said, you don't look like you're dying to me. She goes, what do you mean dying? I said, Dad just told me you're dying. She said, who told him that? I said, the doctors. She said, they're not God. I'll go when I'm ready. Fourth grade education. She goes, I have things to do. I said, like what? She's like, pray for your dad. She said, 5 years. There's something in there that every cell in your body does respond to your thoughts. Be careful of your thoughts. Your cells are listening. And so what I would tell people is sustain thought, sustain vision, spoken words. I don't care how much power you're giving to those things, it's more so. And I'm just fascinated with it. I've seen championships. I've seen healing. I've seen revived careers. I've seen people become blessings because they understood that concept.
That's great.
So that's what I would tell you. Be careful what you think, because the world, the earth, your family, and your cells are listening.
Very true. Dr. Oko, before we close, any final thoughts in addition to that that you want to leave any listeners with?
Yes. Last one. This is about believe. Choose to believe in you. And what I would say about that is I like getting in front of a mirror. There's an old book called The Magic of Believing, 1940s. And at the time, they researched people in sales. When they got in front of the mirror and told them and convinced themselves who they are, they performed so much better. And I have a ball player, I'm not recommending this, that I work with, who's like unbelievable. He has two tattoos. One says over here, I'm a thermostat. The other said, I'm born for the storm. The calm don't suit me. I'm made for this. But he has the tattoos, so he look in the mirror and read them back to himself.
I love that.
The first one to believe in, you can't pass it on. Choose to believe and love you first.
Yep.
And do it daily before you go love somebody else.
Yep.
That's where I would start.
I love that. Probably one of the best marketing taglines I've ever seen is Nike, is just do it. And when it all comes down to all these ideas and all these thoughts, you have to make the decision and you got to just do it.
Just decide that I'm going to start with me.
Yep.
That's what we're going to do. I'm going to start with me.
Start with ourselves and things tend to fall in place around us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what I would give them.
Well, Dr. Oko, spending time with our listeners and myself today, it's really been a pleasure having you here in the office again. Always in love. I always love enjoying your hearing your insights and your perspectives. I know our listeners will too. I could sit here and talk with you for hours. And I know we've got to wrap it here, but I can't thank you enough for spending the time with us today.
God's blessings, God's favor. Thanks for having me.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in and supporting us and our show. If you find episodes like this valuable, don't forget to like and subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We will have more exciting content lined up. And until next time, this is Blair signing off.
Today's episode features financial advisors with UBS Financial Services Incorporated, a subsidiary of UBS Group AG, member FINRA, SIPC, located at 3601 Rigby Road, Miamisburg, Ohio, and can be reached at radiusgroup@ubs.com. This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services Incorporated offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC registered broker dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary.